Welcome to Kitzur B'Kitzur. We're up to Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Talochas of leaning the Megillah Sif Yud Gimel. Here the Kitzur tells us that someone who is leaning the Megillah for the Tzibur, he should have in mind when he's leaning to be Moitzi everybody who's listening. And the people who are listening also have to have in mind to be Yoitze with the Baal Kairei. They have to hear every single word. Even if one word is missing, he's not Yoitze. If someone speaks during the Megillah and you can't listen while you're talking, he has to hear the Megillah again. However, if he spoke during a pause when the Baal Kairei was pausing, so he didn't miss a word, even though it's usher to actually talk, but he would not need to say it again. It would be Yoitze B'dieved. Therefore, everyone has to be very careful to pay super close attention and make sure that when you're making noise and a whole commotion and banging when you hear Haman's name, you should be very, very quiet until Haman, and right after Haman, silence. Don't start leaning again until the noise has died down. However, it is proper and correct that everyone should have his own kosher Megillah so he can lean it himself, because if he misses one word from the person who's leaning, he could read it himself. If someone doesn't have a kosher Megillah, he should at least have a printed Megillah in front of him so that if he misses a word, he can read it from that Megillah, whatever he missed. Now, obviously, the Miskeres HaShulchan points out, if while I'm catching up, the Baal Kairei goes on, I have to catch up to whatever he is up to. Every woman in the Ezras Nashim, if it's possible, should also bring their own Megillah, at least their own Chumash, because it's even harder for the woman to hear from the woman section, and women are just as chayiv as the men. There's some interesting halachas about seeing the Levana. If it's time for Kiddush Levana, this is the last time you could do it during Kriyas Megillah, what you should do, so check out some in Tzadi Zayin, where we spoke about that. Now, the Baal Kairei, when he gets to the Aseres Bnei Haman, he has to list off those seven names, including the word Aseres, in one breath. Because it demonstrates that they were all killed and hung at the same time. We want to highlight that. Now, the original minhag was to start from the words Chamesh Meos, all in one breath. However, if he interrupted with a breath between one of the names of Haman, if he didn't make it, he's still Yaitzeh. There's a minug in some places that the whole shul says the Aseres Bnei Haman along with the Baal Kairei, but that's not proper. The Baal Kairei should say it himself, and they should listen from their Megillah. In many shuls, the shul says the Aseres Bnei Haman by themselves, and then they stop and listen to the Baal Kairei do it. When the Baal Kairei gets up to Balaila Hu Nodda, he raises his voice because that's the main part where the miracles begin. That's when Haman came in, and Achashverosh made him prance Mordechai through the streets. The tides were turning. And when he says, Hoi Geras HaZois, he should shake the Megillah. This is that letter. Now, if someone has a Chumash or Apostle Megillah, he should not read along with the Baal Kairei, because if he's doing that, he won't be able to concentrate as well to the Baal Kairei. Even if he is able to focus, could be someone else will hear him reading along and won't be able to concentrate because of your whispering. So to no one should help the Shliach Tzibur, the Baal Kairei, with his laning by heart, because he won't be paying attention when he's giving him cues, and other people might be distracted by that. So when it comes to the four psukim of Geula that the Kehillah themselves say out loud, these are all psukim that highlight a very positive point in the story. The Baal Kairei himself has to go back and read them from a kosher Megillah after the Kehillah finishes saying them out loud. The Kehillah has to hear every single word from the reader. And if he doesn't go back, b'di'eved, Mr. Brewer says that they did fulfill Mitzvahs Kriyas Megillah. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.